He says he messed up big. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the founder and now ex-CEO of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX that went bankrupt.
I made a lot of mistakes or things I would give anything to be able to do over again.
Sam Bankman-Fried, who's under criminal and civil investigation over billions of dollars investors lost, tells the New York Times via video from the Bahamas he never tried to commit fraud.
I don't know what's going to happen, and a lot is not in my hands at this point, but... I want to be helpful wherever I can.
It's on to the Senate for legislation that would prevent a railroad worker strike next week that could do big damage to the economy. It would force unions into a contract they rejected, like the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen. Its president, Michael Baldwin, tells Fox Business, Congress is taking away their negotiating leverage.
Once that's signed, that is law for employees. Our unions in the industry to hold a strike would be illegal.
Lawmakers may also vote to give them an extra 7 days of paid sick time. A federal appeals court ruling keeps President Biden's student loan debt forgiveness plan on hold. The president's pledging to give Native Americans more say in the federal government at a White House tribal nations summit. Now today, he hosts French President Emmanuel Macron.
The state dinner and press conference today comes after Biden cast doubt on a 2024 re-election bid, giving this response yesterday to someone in a crowd who shouted, four more years.
Thank you all very much.
I don't know about that, is what he said. Biden previously said he would make his decision on whether or not to seek another term at some point in the new year.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House in Moscow, Idaho. A vigil last night for the four university students found murdered at a home more than 2 weeks ago. Police have no suspect and are now walking back an earlier theory at least one victim was targeted. America's listening to Fox News.
Smith & Wesson is committed to empowering Americans, no matter what. With inflation hitting everywhere, we've decided to make a change. Now, you can buy a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, our most popular concealed carry firearm, at an all-new low price, $100 off MSRP. We're absorbing the costs and passing along the savings to you, so you don't have to compromise on personal security. Visit smithandwesson.com to find a Shield Plus near you. Smith & Wesson. Always expect the best.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
House Democrats are finally able to review former President Trump's taxes. 6 years of returns handed over by the Treasury Department after the Supreme Court rejected Trump attempts to block that.
The former president has not released any public comment, but has fought against releasing his tax returns since he was a presidential candidate in 2016. The committee will also have access to some of his business tax returns.
On Fox's Ryan Schmelz, House Republicans could end that review when they take over the majority next Congress. Homeland Security is telling us a heightened threat environment remains in place.
The DHS report, called the National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin, warns of lone offenders and groups motivated by a range of ideologies that pose a danger. It says threat actors could use upcoming events to justify or commit acts of violence. Those events could include certifications of the midterm elections, the holidays, and gatherings marking 2 years since the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. DHS says targets of violence include faith-based institutions, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, and others. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A hung jury at the rape trial of an actor in Los Angeles.
Jurors informing a judge they were not able to reach a verdict on the charges against that 70s show actor, Danny Masterson, leading to a mistrial. The 46-year-old who pled not guilty was arrested in 2020, accused of raping three women between 2001 and 2003 in his Hollywood Hills home, including a former girlfriend. The women, all referred to as Jane Does, are former members of the Church of Scientology, of which Masterson is a member. Prosecutors alleging the church tried to silence the women. The defense arguing prosecutors were more interested in the church than justice and claiming inconsistencies in the accuser's statements.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Prosecutors could retry Masterson next year. On Wall Street, stock futures are flat the day after a big rally surging up I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
You know, it was $3.03 in Tuscola, $3.03 for gas.
I know. Before I left Milwaukee for the Thanksgiving holiday, I filled up on $2.98.
In Milwaukee?
In the Wisconsin area.
Well,
while I was coming back to Illinois.
50 cents higher in Champaign County than it is in Douglas County.
Well, how are they doing
that? I don't know. Hey, good morning. It's Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We are off and running on this first day of December.
Yes.
It is 12-1-22. And we got 31 days till we change the calendar. And the big news here, friends, is that Sunday, it's Thursday, we'll have John Decker on coming up. But Sunday, we know where we're going to the bowl.
Oh, really?
People are asking me, and I'm going,
when does that come down the pipe? In the
Sunday,
late afternoon?
Yeah, I would think after all the championships they play, they'll announce everything.
Okay.
I think Illinois is desirable because of our base, the largest alumni association in the world, and we're hungry, and our arrow is pointing up.
Well, and we have a little motivation since Chase Brown was second team on the Big Ten Illinois offensive player.
Okay, I don't get that at all. Chase Brown is one of three running backs in the United States of America to be in the Doak Walker Award, the number one running back.
In the nation.
In the nation. And so Chase did not make first team. Mo Ibrahim, who's a very good running back from Minnesota.
Sure, but does he have the stats Chase has?
Well, he might have more touchdowns.
Okay.
But he doesn't have more yards. And it's just another one of those, okay, suck it up.
Yeah, why does Big Ten hate Illinois? I don't get it.
Yeah.
We're like the
redheaded stepchild
over here in the corner.
Yeah, that's
and,
what
and
she
no
said.
No offense to any of the redheads out there, by the way. But yeah, 19 team players total in offense and defense on list, but all of our offensive players were on second or third team.
Yeah, I mean, if defense was our real super feature, but we had the number one running back in the world. I mean, I don't understand. And if he's Doak Walker, I'm not arguing with the Michigan guy. He was very good. Mo Byer was very good too, but I think...
Well, numerous players can be on the first team, including Chase.
Two running backs is all you get.
I see. Okay.
Well. Okay. It's Greg Sawyer, who's a football aficionado himself.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. He's here with our weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
And Carl reminds you that now that we're in the month of December, some people have issues with addiction. It's a difficult situation. Memories can increase about negative behaviors. If you're struggling, you can seek help. Start at carl.org.
All right, Mr. Chollier, it's December, sir. What do you see?
Well, yeah, December 1. Welcome to Benito. He tries to say meteorological winter time. Yeah, it's that December, January, February time frame. It's a bookkeeping thing. The vast majority of our moisture, winter type style, usually about 77% of it falls in that window. So a bookkeeping thing, it is what it is. And it will be, I think, as the season wears on, increasingly active already that way. But especially from a moisture standpoint, there should be, with time, some drought improvement, but maybe the whiter stuff in mind. We'll keep you posted. Certainly cold enough for this morning's feel of a midwinter look and feel, and they're minus the snow cover on the ground at 14, Willett and Savoy 18, and Danville 17 at Rantoul. We'll climb this afternoon about 37. The winds will be light this morning. They'll pick up out of the south this afternoon. They'll blow with some pretty good vim and vigor tonight. 29 for a time, and then rising temperatures and 30 to 40 mile an hour south winds tomorrow. Get us up to 52. Yeah, the roller coaster in the short term temperature-wise continues on, because we turn colder tomorrow night. 33 as winds abruptly shift into the west. Later tomorrow night, maybe a bit of rain tomorrow evening. Then back to windy, colder weather. 36 and a stout northwest wind Saturday morning, up to 30 miles per hour, but diminishing. 40 on Sunday with increasing clouds. A little snow rain mixed in here on Monday. Back into some snow showers on Tuesday. There's more colder on the move. After 40s on Monday, we fall to the 30s on Tuesday and stay there for high temperatures next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Greg Sawyer, our meteorologist on this radio show. He's awesome. John Pudner used to be this insider in Washington, president of Take Back Action Fund on the Bush 2008. He was the Bush 2008 and the only person in U.S. history to run a campaign defeating a majority leader in the primary, John Pudner, who's now holed up somewhere in Milwaukee. John, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Great to be a little up the road from you.
Yeah, not far at all. We all have connections here in the studio to
yes,
Milwaukee.
Yes, we do. It's a great town.
All right. Where are we?
These court appointments are interesting. Certainly crime's going to be front and center again as we go through these hearings for these judges.
Well, I mean, what happened to law and order? What happened to this is the law and you have to follow it? You can't really, it's not arbitrary. It's not a suggestion. And yet we have people in positions of power that aren't enforcing it.
It made a run politically at defund the police and you know, realized that was a disaster. You know, had the public reaction, lots of referenda on it, even in Minneapolis. I mean, lots of big referendum. But these judicial appointees, that's another way to do it, to enact these policies. And you know, I think you're seeing it in some of the judges that are up, their nominations have been up yesterday and today.
Well, Washington, what sense does this make to let people out of prison, to essentially go soft and crime rages? Don't they see the consequence of the decision?
Yeah, I think they do, which is why, kind of from a PR perspective, you know, Democrats did a lot of, hey, we're going to put more money into police and kind of reverse themselves in the election campaigns to get through the midterms. But then when you see some of these appointees, I mean, the criminals who are released, the judge in Massachusetts nominated who, you know, wanted to throw the book at one criminal, she thought, and that was, you know, a woman who had a violent ex-boyfriend who got a stun gun to protect herself. I mean, that's the one she wanted to convict.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, these cases are scary.
Yeah, okay, so with the Senate, which was so critical, with the Senate staying with the Democrats, the Republicans could have easily thwarted this with even a simple majority of 51. Not going to happen, so you're going to have a whole bunch of judges like this coming down, right?
You will, and, you know, the question is, depending on how the Georgia Senate race goes, is it just Manchin who can decide one is too out of line and, you know, cross the aisle on that, or, you know, Sinema in Arizona is your only other one who seems to have been willing to break, but that's really what they're down to is, you know, is can the questioning be so tough on a nominee that, you know, those two come aboard? Yeah, obviously it's easier when you're going through some of these state elections, these issues for judges, and these issues can be in front of the voters. I mean, you know, have another one up in Wisconsin, and it'll decide who controls the state Supreme Court. You know, that's coming up with a couple of conservatives running, but it's a 4-3 ballot. But obviously going to the ballot box for judges is one thing. Having the public so outraged at a particular judge that, you know, the pressure to lose the nomination is something different. That's a higher threshold.
I am not optimistic about the democracy. I truly am not, with the way we have a 40-day election season and the drop boxes, which to me are very vulnerable. Where do you see all of that going? I don't see the Democrats interested in changing or making it more, or shall I say, making me less skeptical of the system. Right or wrong, good or bad, honest or not honest, there are too many gaps.
Well, and look at Michigan, the referendum that just passed. Everyone's caught up in governor's races and everything else. But that referendum that they passed did things like said you cannot require signature matches on mail-in ballots. I mean, I've always been one who said you can do mail-in correctly if you do it like Utah or Florida, and you're actually verifying signature just like you verify an ID at the ballot box. Well, they passed a referendum saying you can't do that, and you can't in the future enact voter ID in Michigan. So that was on the ballot box, but got very just deceptive language and sneaking it through and not no one having the money to fight it. But if judges in other states take that as a model, then you know, there's no verification on who's voting. And I'm one who hasn't said 2020 was stolen, but I have said the rules are rigged. I think that's a distinction that you can make. And, yeah, if they're going to continue to rig rules like they just did in Michigan, it gets very difficult.
Well, but if you rig rules and you don't compare signatures, who's this from? I mean, then people like me that are very skeptical of the system would say, well, you can't verify, thus I doubt it.
Correct. And particularly with these mass mailings of applications for absentee ballots in Michigan or then in Nevada, where they actually mass mail the live ballots in 2020. I mean, if you're not going to have a signature match there, I always said Nevada was the worst example of mail-in abuse. Utah was the best example of how you can run it. You know, two states right by each other. And I've been in the Utah system where they do. They have an absolute match on these signatures. They kick one out if it's not matching. I mean, a husband can't sign for a wife. And then you go the real Wild West in Nevada where ballots are mailed all at once. Everyone knows they're sitting in mailboxes. And now you're going to say you can't even match signatures. No, you're right to be skeptical.
Pathway to cheating their brains out, mm-hmm. period. There's just no arguing that, and I don't understand why you wouldn't want to verify if the vote is from a particular person. And I've never understood why, if the signature is a doctor chicken scratch, how you would ever know if it's the same. You're not a handwriting expert.
Yeah, you're right. Now, if you invest in it like Utah has, the reason I keep using them is they have machines, I've watched them, that really match them. And if the machine doesn't say this matches the signature on file, it kicks it out and the person's called. So you can do a system if you want to,
if
but
you
they're
want
going
to.
The opposite extreme.
Yeah, I mean, but why would they want to? Things are going splendidly, I would think, for them.
Right. Yes.
Anyway, John, tell people what you're doing and how they can connect with you.
Sure. Takebackaction.org is the best place to sign up. Just three words, takebackaction.org. And, you know, we're election reform. That's our focus. So these are our kind of issues. And if you want to get involved in in Illinois or anywhere else, just sign up. We'll keep you in touch.
Good, normal American friends. That's why you left Washington. Well done, John. Well done.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. John Putner of Milwaukee, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Well, the Big Ten ACC Challenge, which when we heard from Coach Brad Underwood yesterday, mentioned that that's wrapping up. We're not going to be doing that anymore, Stevie, or what's the deal with that?
Nope, it's over. This is the last ACC Challenge. They're going to win overall, but it's just the November tournament. It's okay.
Well, speaking of winning, number 17 Duke over number 25 Ohio State, 81-72 yesterday. Notre Dame over Michigan State, 70-52. And Miami over Rutgers, 68-61. Number 5 Purdue over Florida State, 79-69. Number 10 Indiana over number 18 North Carolina, 77-65. And Nebraska beat Boston College, 88-67. So kind of even yesterday. When it comes to the NBA, we had Milwaukee over New York, 109-103. Pacers were beat by Sacramento, 137-114. Io with 10 points, but Phoenix came out on top over the Chicago Bulls, 132-113. Now, we already discussed Illinois football. Looking forward to the bowl and Sunday afternoon. And the 8 players on the offensive side of things were honored in the second and third team yesterday in the Big Ten, but Chase Brown, of course, we all feel deserved first team status.
Anybody else think that Chase should have been on the first team? 217-359-2255. Weather this morning with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they welcome you to the fire, and folks 15 and under, of course, accompanied by an adult. It's the winter solstice celebration, December 17th from 4 to 7 at the Anita Purvis Nature Center. So come on out, learn more details about welcoming winter with the Urbana Park District at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Champaign and Bandeville. Saturday, nice day ahead. If you enjoy a winter feel around these parts, winds will be down for a time. It's a series of blustery weather systems that continue on the move, and they'll be fast moving. That means minimal moisture around these parts, but the roller coaster line of temperatures will continue on. Sunny, cold for the day today. Winds will pick up this afternoon out of the south, behind about 37. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low down to 29 for a time, and then rising temperatures late as south winds pick up further. Tomorrow, rather windy, milder still, with increasing clouds, should top the 50-degree mark, and a south wind 20 to 30 and gusty. That wind will swing westerly later tomorrow night and into Saturday. Maybe a little rain early tomorrow night, low down to 33, and a windy and colder Saturday, partly cloudy up to 36, but then recovering up to around 40 on Sunday. Monday, 42, maybe a little snow early in the day and some rain otherwise. Back to colder weather with falling temperatures on Tuesday, and chilly weather through mid to late next week with highs in the 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus. Greg Solgay.
UC Bank is committed to the communities we call home. Since we first opened our doors, we have reinvested in neighborhoods, one project at a time. With financial guidance and energetic volunteers, UC continues to build on more than 150 years of community commitment. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Since 1868, member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Major benchmarks around the world are in the green after comments by Fed Chief Jerome Powell yesterday lifted shares on Wall Street, with investors optimistic those interest rate hikes could moderate. A top European Union official has warned Elon Musk that Twitter needs to beef up to protect users from hate speech, misinformation, and other harmful content to avoid violating new rules, saying the social media platform could face big fines or even a ban in the 27-nation bloc. And McDonald's giving customers the chance to win free food for life with a contest to win a McGold card, good for two free meals a week for 50 years. Winners can also choose a one-year card worth over $1,000 and a cash prize of nearly $51,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Well, if you're trying to sell your home, you're trying to buy a home, you want to kind of get the market's ins and outs because interest rates have changed, certainly, and the market has changed. So you need somebody with experience. Nate Evans is someone you should call with the Nate Evans Group because they've been through the ups and downs, the highs and the lows, and they know how to navigate this. It's Nate Evans.
And they have a partnership with Zillow to bring demand for your home and sell it fast and for more money. If you have a certain timeline or you have some financial issues or you're looking for the curbside appeal or you want to take a peek at that secret list of homes, that coming soon program, these are all things that you get when you work with Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty, who can get you that immediate cash offer on your home, has those flexible fees as you sell your home for the most money possible. A friend you can trust in the business, he's able to meet with you. Just call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113 or Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Got chronic pain? Not having success with steroids, but trying to avoid surgery? Well, thankfully, there's a better way. And now it's available here from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. I'm talking about the new therapies, advanced all-natural biologics, regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged joint tissue, providing lasting relief with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in precision regenerative medicine, with over 100 clinics across America and literally thousands of satisfied patients. If you've got joint pain due to arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think the old ways of dealing with pain are the only ways. You need to learn more about these new biologic therapy options that can change your life. Call QC Kinetics now. It's a free consultation with local medical professionals. 217-689-5882. 217-689-5882. That's 217-689-5882.
We had some texts the other day from somebody about the rail strike. Anyway, yes. You can scroll back
That's
to those.
Right. Okay.
Couple of very thoughtful texts.
And it was around this time. And, yeah. You know, of course, people could call him at 359-2255.
You could let us know because he was on the other side,
right,
and said the conditions are horrible and we don't want to identify him.
Right.
But the conditions are really, really bad. And so obviously you don't want that, but you also are in such an essential position. We just can't have a rail strike, but you also can't allow them to be mistreated, right? I mean,
right.
You have to really get down to it.
It seems like there was mention of not enough, sick days and just so much stress and working extra and overtime.
Well, listen, there's a lot of stress in a lot of vocations.
I know that.
A lot of vocations. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you chose that. You're not tied to it necessarily. There are other jobs you could get. However, once you've been in a position that pays very well, I'm sure the railroad pays very well with, normally those things are terrific. The unions generally take care of their people with really good benefits. So I'm surprised to have heard that, and I don't know the details from what they're being offered. I would guess they're more than the private industry offers at this point. But again, if you want great benefits and you go to the union, you go to government jobs, because those are incomparable. They're unbelievable, the way they take care of you in government jobs and unions. Now, again, there are other sides of that. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to deal with sleeping every night and going in debt and maybe not succeed. All that, some people don't want to mess with it. Mm-hmm. They just want a solid position. They're not going to get a zillion dollars out of it. But if they stay at it for 30 or 40 years, they'll be fine. They got a great pension. They got a whole thing. They're set up. They've got $1 million or whatever it is. And they're going to live happily ever after, financially anyway.
Okay, I found that it is absurd that no one cares about the workers. It has nothing to do with the wages.
Stop. That's not true. He said no one cares. That's not true, because there are people like me that would care about the workers. I just don't know what I would love to know. The railroad side and the worker side. So he said it's horrible conditions. Keep
right.
going.
Has nothing to do with the wages. Every other job in America gets sick days, working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, 26 days a month. You people are clueless on working conditions at the railroad.
So it's a 6 day a week job. You get 1 day off a week. That's a lot. It's 48 hours. Everybody say 12 hours a day times six. So the money must be really good, because you're getting time and a half, everything over 40 hours. So the pay, he said, is not an issue, but there's just you need to have a break. And again, maybe it's shortage. Has it always been like that on the railroad? You're forced to work 12-hour days, 6 days a week. And maybe I can't imagine those kinds of jobs going unfilled as well as they pay. And then the more people you get, I would think, then you could work a 5 day, 40 hour week, I would guess. But I don't know how it's structured. I just know that we cannot, as a country, allow that to happen. So you better get some arbitration going in there, to where you say, okay, that's not reasonable. A guy needs a day off every now and then, and maybe 4 a month isn't enough.
Well, and this says negotiations have been a joke. The 3-year companies failed to negotiate in good faith. Nearly every job in America gets more sick days a year.
What's a vacation? Maybe it's compensated for 5 weeks vacation or something. Again, I need to know a lot of these answers, but I totally am not interested in abusing human beings to work.
There's a couple of dozen people from his terminal planning on leaving.
Okay, well, again,
they're all talking amongst themselves about, you know, I'm done.
Okay, then totally do that and go find another job, because right now you can. There's a feeling that 23 is going to bring some certain layoffs, and so it might not be just that easy, and there might be some really good workers out there. People are looking for help. They are looking for workers, and at this point, you don't necessarily have to have a gold star for integrity. They just needed you to show up.
Yeah, dependability.
And we need, a good worker that is actually interested in the work and will work hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel it, not from the people telling me that it's that common. 217-359-2255. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the only program in the world that where the guy on the radio actually gives you his money. We give out a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't even add it up, but so, okay. It's over $100,000.
That's awesome.
Not necessarily.
Okay. For you, Stevie. But no. Still, our listeners are loving our Stevie program.
It's like we're doing five figures a month.
Well, and our local businesses are loving the feedback.
Well, it's just that I pay your way the first time. I partner with people I think are good, so that I'm not risking the name put on it saying, hey, these guys are good. Bulldog Disposal is Phil, who's over at Bulldog Disposal. Muhammad, they do the roll-off dumpsters,
yes.
But he came up with this concept of a 6-cubic-yard bag where, like, garage projects, bathroom remodels. He had somebody put all the tile in this bag, 1,800 pounds in it.
Right.
It worked. He lifted it with his crane.
That's right.
So I'm paying for the bag for you, and I'm paying for one pickup at $175. The bag's like $35.
Yeah, you can see the picture or video at bulldoggybag.com.
Yeah. Bulldoggybag.com. You go to ghoststever.com, and just enter, and you might get one of these $210 deals from Bulldog Disposal. That's a Steve, where I pay my money to get you to try a company I think is good. And today it's Bulldog Disposal. You can also go to GoSteever.com. You can register that way as well. And we'll let you know later today if you're a winner. So if you want to get that project going and you got stuff, it's a pretty big bag that keeps unfolding, then get that entry in. 217-359-2255. Text in Bulldog or go to GoSteever.com. John Decker from the White House coming up.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The President of France visits the White House this morning.
President Biden will host French President Emmanuel Macron today for a bilat and formal state dinner, his first as president. Tensions over the Inflation Reduction Act and changes that reward North American-made electric vehicles with tax credits over European ones will likely come up, as will Europe's effort to come up with a price cap on Russian oil. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The former CEO of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says he made mistakes but did not knowingly misuse customers' money or try to commit fraud.
I was shocked by what happened this month. And, you know, reconstructing it, where are there things I wish I had done differently?
Sam Bankman-Fried at a conference put on by the New York Times. FTX filed for bankruptcy 3 weeks ago, unable to handle a run on customer withdrawals. With billions of dollars now owed, there are civil and criminal investigations. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonoma, Champaign-Urbana, and the Saturday sunshine rule. South winds will be picking on up. High temperatures on the cold side, though. About 37 later today. Light west-southwest of the winds will pick up out of the south as the afternoon wears on. We'll bottom out tonight around 29 before midnight. Then rising temperatures. Going to be milder day tomorrow, but with increasing clouds and, again, more wind issues out of the south this time, 20 to 30 and gusty. Highs tomorrow at 52. Maybe a little spot of rain early tomorrow night. Turns blustery cold down to 33 as wind shifts. Shift westerly and a windy and colder Saturday. Partly cloudy skies up to 36 there, near 40 on Sunday. But dry weather expected over the course of the weekend. Once again, roller coaster ride of temperatures for next week, but trending back into colder weather with a fast moving system on Monday up to 42. A little snow early in the day, some rain in the afternoon. Back over to rain, snow showers, and falling temperatures for the day on Tuesday. Then it looks like quiet weather, but cold weather for next Wednesday and Thursday. Daytime highs in the 30s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Adrian. Greg Soldier.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, it's Thursday.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker. John
yes,
Decker.
Children now singing the theme. It is our White House John correspondent, Decker. Gray television star, John Decker. He's live on the South Lawn with the Marine Band. What a sound, Mr. Decker.
Yeah, that's right. They are getting ready. We are getting ready for the arrival of French President Emmanuel Macron for a state visit. And this will happen over the course of today, concluding with a state dinner tonight here at the White House. I don't know if you recall this, but the first state visit that former President Trump hosted was also with French President Emmanuel Macron. So about an hour away from the start of these festivities, but you hear the Marine Corps band playing in the background. Very cold, festive, but sunny day here on the South Lawn. So nice day for this.
What are you trying to get out of this thing? It's just one of those deals, just this pomp and circumstance, all this stuff?
Yeah, that's right. For the arrival ceremony, it is all pomp and circumstance, but it's beautiful. You don't see it that often. You know, when you think of the former President Trump, he only had two state visits, one for France, one for the Prime Minister of Australia. And this is the first state visit that President Biden is hosting. Don't know why he's had so few, but here it is. The honor goes to the French president for this first state visit.
Okay, so what did you do Thanksgiving, John Decker?
I was in Key Biscayne, Miami, Florida. Beautiful weather, 85 degrees, record high. My wife and I had a terrific time down there. It was nice to get away, and I was sad to leave behind that incredible weather that that South Florida's having right now.
Was your wife ever able to distance herself from a possible rail strike? She's a big wig at Amtrak.
Well, it's the freight railroads, but Amtrak would be impacted. But I don't think it's going to happen in the sense that The House passed legislation yesterday that would impose that tentative agreement that was agreed to in September upon the unions, and now it goes over to the Senate. I think they're going to pass that legislation as well, and President Biden says he'll sign that immediately, likely by Saturday. So I don't think there's going to be a rail strike, and that's a good thing. It would be just devastating to the U.S. economy.
I mean, right at Christmas time as well. My goodness, that's be a terrible
yeah,
time.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Now, I just want to tell you this. As we're speaking, you hear the band in the background.
But
then
it.
I think you're going to hear some drummers coming through, and that's more of the band coming through and going to be walking literally right by me. Moment. Well, they're going to stop over there, but they're getting ready. They were practicing all week. You could hear them on Pennsylvania Avenue practicing on the South Lawn for all the formations they do. It's really a rare thing to see, and that's why I think so many people are out here that have been invited to the arrival ceremony for the French president.
Okay, so we've got a new Congress as far as the House of Representatives coming in.
Yes,
and again, there's all kinds of guessing and speculation as to what their focus is going to be. Do you have any idea where that'll be, John?
Well, we've spoken about this before. First order of business on January 3rd is choosing a new Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy, believes that he has front-runner status for that, and he does. He is the leader for Republicans as things stand right now, but he needs 218 votes. And when there was a vote just a few weeks ago to choose the Republican leader, he got 188, his fellow Republicans. 30 House Republicans did not vote for Kevin McCarthy. So he has some work to do to get from 188 all the way up to 218, because, no Democrats are going to vote for him, and it's up to all members to vote on the House Speaker. So that's the first order of business, and it's a big order of business. If Kevin McCarthy fails to get those 218 votes, don't be surprised. I've been speaking about this, I think, the entire year, and I was the first to speak about this, the idea of Steve Scalise being the next Speaker of the House. So we'll see what happens. I know he is a favorite of the rank-and-file members of the House Republicans, and anything can happen when you get down to a vote in which you're not getting to that 218-vote threshold.
This is a lawyer, folks, so he's really smart. John Decker on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance Road phone line. So, John, what happens if a party can't pick one at 218 votes? Has that ever happened?
Well, yes, it's gone to several ballots before, absolutely, in our history. It's not a done deal that you reach that threshold on the first ballot. And so deals are struck, and that's what Kevin McCarthy's doing and has been doing for the past few weeks and will continue to do leading up to January 3rd, striking deals with the most conservative members of his party, the Freedom Caucus. There are some members in the House of Representatives who are Republicans who say under no circumstance will they ever vote for Kevin McCarthy, including Matt Gaetz from Florida. You have Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. I think you have about four Republicans who have said they've been on the record saying under no circumstances will they vote for Kevin McCarthy. And when you consider that Republicans will just have about a 5-vote majority over Democrats, every vote counts, and that's why so much attention will be paid to the other side of Pennsylvania, where I am right now, on January 3rd when that vote for the speakership comes up.
Do you think Steve Scalise could get 218?
I do.
Wow.
I absolutely do. 100% he could get it. But he is smart. He's playing it very smart, just like you may recall when Paul Ryan was elected speaker. He played it smart. He never really – he just sort of made the Republicans essentially beg for him to be – candidate for Speaker of the House, and then he entered the race. But he played it smart, and I think Steve Scalise is doing the same thing. He's not going to declare himself a candidate. Now, if he senses weakness, you see him, say, okay, I'll step in and save the party, save, the House, and be the next Speaker. I think that is a real possibility of happening on January the 3rd.
What's the pushback on Kevin McCarthy by the Freedom Caucus, that he's just a normal politician?
Yes, that's it. They don't think that he has the values that they share. He is a politician, and he is cutting deals. But, I think that there's disappointment with him in terms of how he's acted as the minority leader.
Yeah, I totally would push for Steve Scalise. I think he everybody likes him. He's a courageous guy. He's one of the guys. He almost lost his life on the baseball field getting shot. That's that guy. And Brother Johnny knows him pretty well and says he's an outstanding human, just a great guy. So I think he could rally and get her done. But you said it first a year ago. You said this. This is unbelievable.
Well, we'll see. You'll see. I think there's probably, if I could put a percentage on it, I'd say there's about a 35-40% chance of that happening. The front runner status is Kevin McCarthy, and he knows it, but he still has a lot of work to do because he's not at 218 and nowhere near it. And you have these members of the Freedom Caucus who are saying we're not going to vote for Kevin McCarthy under any circumstance.
Well, okay, so the Republicans, once they get a speaker, please tell me they're not going to talk about Hunter Biden for 2 years.
Well, there are those that want to do just that. There are those that want to begin those oversight and investigative efforts in the House of Representatives focusing on Hunter Biden. And I think they're going to get his way. I think that he ought to prepare, the White House ought to prepare for just that. And in fact, the White House has hired additional people in the White House Counsel's Office to deal with the fact that there will be so many investigations happening over the course of the next 2 years by House Republicans.
Well, I think Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, they're going to be gone here in a couple of years. No way Joe's running, I don't think. And then I would have one question on January 6th, and that is, if the FBI infiltrated, why didn't they stop it? That would be my number one question, based on the New York Times and others that have reported the FBI indeed did infiltrate the Proud Boys and others and were there. Why didn't, if you knew something, why didn't you prevent it would be my question.
Well, I think that question is going to be asked. I think there's no doubt about it. Once those investigations get underway, and we're looking at that happening likely in the first half of 2023.
Then I would like crime to go down, have a secure border, and then I would like police to be paraded around as heroes. So those are on my list, John Decker. And I would like crime to just enforce the laws. We have judges and state's attorney and attorney generals that are just going to let people out, and I disagree with that philosophy.
Well, what Kevin McCarthy has said is that the first order of business as far as legislation is concerned is, his words, securing the border. So you're going to see legislation put on the floor of the House, and presumably they will have a united Republican Party to pass that legislation. But then it goes over to the Senate, and of course the Senate will be controlled by Democrats and will likely die in the Senate because you won't get the necessary 60 votes to move that legislation forward.
Now you're sounding a little like a golf announcer. He's got a 10-foot putt. Here it is, right here.
I am.
John, you're doing a great job. Great television. Is it gray.tv? Is that how we find John Decker?
That's exactly right. That's the place to go.
Hey, keep up your great work. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right. Got to talk low now because the ceremony is beginning there in the White House. He's South Lawn. Where else in this region will you have somebody on the radio from the South Lawn?
That's awesome.
I didn't get a chance to tell him about John Philip Sousa, an Illinois guy, isn't he? I mean, all of his library, all of his stuff's at the library.
That's right, the University of Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marine band. Dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun, dun,
so
dun.
Great.
Man, Sousa had it going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is 7:43. Nathaniel's son coming up with Did You Know?
Did You Know?
Stand by.
At Busey Bank, we understand you have a vision for your future, and we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. Since 1868, we've invested in recruiting and retaining the best and brightest associates. Busey's unique culture is one that values and supports you, provides opportunities for growth, and is much more than a job. It's a career. Build relationships, build community, and build your career at Busey Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We were talking about the rail strike potential. Doesn't sound like it's going to happen based on what John Decker just said. Does the House pass something going to the Senate? I wanted to get to this 217 texter said, skilled trade unions do not offer employees vacation time or sick time. So it's not just railroad work. I thought you got a bunch of vacation time as a union.
Me too.
Okay, somebody can educate me on that one. But I mean, also, if you get paid, quote, $100 an hour, how much goes to the worker? Right? Because you have to pay into the union. And again, I don't know the breakout of that either.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a couple of years ago, somebody hired a union painter. It was $120 an hour.
Whoa.
What does the guy get? What does the woman get? What do they get?
Uh-huh.
Out of that, I mean, listen, the philosophy of the union, taking care of each other, getting a man and a woman home for their family at night, very skilled, terrific at what they do. I'm all for
that. The apprenticeship program, all of that.
I struggle with the pressure to use them or else philosophy in some areas.
Right.
Where people want to muscle up on you. I don't like that. But as far as skilled and good men and women, absolutely. Getting a fair wage, absolutely. But I wonder how much they're getting. And they might be getting $50 an hour to paint, which is $100,000. That's a really good wage. But if you're not getting sick and vacation, you got to factor all of that in. Anyway.
Well, I remember back in the day, Francis Eugene Ducey, my father, the BA, the business agent for the Plasters and Cement Masons Union, and so many different races coming in, and the discussions in our living room about discrimination and how, you know, he was going to bat for the workers here in East Central.
You bet. No, I know that.
Okay.
217 Texter.
Teamster 40, here, right under $42 an hour.
$84,000 a year. But is that the net pay or the gross pay? Mm. Is 217, Jake, if you want to tell me, do you have to pay the union from the $42 an hour, or is that after the union fee?
Right.
Because if you pay the union, I think it's a pretty good chunk of that. Anyway, I'd love to know all this stuff. I'd really like to understand it. Let's check sports headlines.
All right. Well, Illinois had 8 offensive players honored. It was on the second team and third team.
I think we're
so
all...
we're feeling the Chase Brown snub.
I don't like it. I think I totally believe if he's Doak Walker, top 3 running back in America, he can be top 2 in the
right,
Big Ten.
Right.
Wow.
Let's hope he gets the Doak Walker. Wow. And then we can say to the Big Ten... Ha-ha.
No, it's...
And, you know, again...
You're leading the league in rushing. Does that not warrant first team? And if we were, like, you know, 2-10, we're 8-4.
Boo!
Boo!
Sunday afternoon, late or early evening, we'll hear about the bowl. And we're just so proud of our 19 total defense and offense players that were honored by the Big Ten. And we just wish it was a little higher ranking, but all good.
You know what? That creates a chip. A chip is not a bad thing to have on your shoulder.
You're right.
Illinois basketball is still 16.
Yeah.
We're a little chip. We have a chance to win some couple of big games coming up.
Uh-huh.
Football. Chase Brown, number one in certainly one of the leaders, if he's not already the number one guy rushing in America.
Yeah, when you look at the statistics, yeah. Chase is off the charts. Shauna Green doing it again, another win. Illinois women over Pittsburgh, 92-71 yesterday. Congratulations to them. We've got Maryland tomorrow, Stevie. So it looks
ranked
like
22. I mean,
right.
At Maryland, our guys haven't played in a kind of a hostile atmosphere. They'll have a chance there tomorrow night. And mm-hmm. It'll be a really tough game. But also, again, see what we got, right?
That's right.
And we don't have it all. Luke Goody, who was on with Lon and Derek last night, Luke Goody every week on the drive.
Yeah, that sounded great yesterday.
He's a great young kid, and we can't wait for him to get back. He is our best shooter. We're missing our he was going to start the season as a top 5 kid, and he's out. So we're going to get better with Luke.
I was great, thankful to hear all the stuff that he's doing to, get healthy again, and the underwater, treadmill and all this other stuff. Good thinking.
Yep.
Let's get Luke Goody back. Buffalo is at New England tonight when it comes to NFL action, and we'll have Carolina at St. Louis to face the Blues on ice at 7. Edmonton over the Blackhawks 5-4 yesterday. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. Did you know? Stand by.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than 4 times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Lands heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock Decals and Designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com.
What does the Apple Dumpling Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumpling serves up homemade favorites, fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, and meatloaf as comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumpling with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumpling Restaurant.
Open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays.
On High Cross Road in Urbana.
You can look up the Apple Dumpling on Facebook.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Sonoma, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Sunshine will rule. South winds will be picking on up. High temperatures on the cold side, though. About 37 later today. Light west-southwesterly winds will pick up out of the south as the afternoon wears on. We'll bottom out tonight around 29 before midnight. Then rising temperatures. Going to be milder day tomorrow, but with increasing clouds and, again, more wind issues out of the south this time. 20 to 30 and gusty. Highs tomorrow at 52. Maybe a little spot of rain early tomorrow night. Turns blustery cold down to 33 as wind shift westerly and a windy and colder Saturday. Partly cloudy skies up to 36 there, near 40 on Sunday. But dry weather expected over the course of the weekend. Once again, roller coaster ride of temperatures for next week, but trending back into colder weather with a fast moving system on Monday up to 42. A little snow early in the day, some rain in the afternoon. Back over to rain, snow showers, and falling temperatures for the day on Tuesday. Then it looks like quiet weather, but cold weather for next Wednesday and Thursday. Daytime highs in the 30s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Adriel. Just Greg Soldgate.
Looking forward to going to Champaign Kiwanis today.
Oh, good. I know that they do a lot of good things.
Well, they do. All Kiwanians. I'm going there. Janet and I are going there to watch my favorite television personality speak. So my favorite TV show is See I Living. My favorite personality is Grace Khachaturian.
And I'm going to see Brett Barron speak over near the mall, and he'll share his story, and it seems fascinating.
Oh, it so is.
We both have some great luncheons where we're learning about our local TV personalities.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday, I do a little thing with my Nathaniel son, who's my son, but I'm now calling him as in Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel's son. Nathaniel's son, how are you?
Good morning.
Son is in Chicago. Did you know? What are you showing me? What are you teaching me today here?
Well, we're going to talk about a season that is just starting, Advent, the Christmas season. It could likely be deduced from the term Christmas, but did you know that the word Christmas actually came from an early Catholic Church phrase that one scholar seemed to point to the 11th century AD that is Christa Masse. And what that means is it's the Mass of Christ. Mm-hmm. And Mass, in that context, seemed to point to the Eucharist, which is the Lord's Supper. So the celebration of Christmas and the word that our society still uses came from the Mass of Christ that originated about 1,000 years ago.
Huh. So in 800 AD, what do they call it? It's time for what?
That's a good question.
It's time for that day Jesus was born. What do you want to call it?
Jesus
talked about it for 1,000 years mm-hmm. until they came up with Christe Mate. Christe Mate? Is that so? From a
Mate. M-A-S-S-E. And so over the centuries, it just got shortened to Christmas.
Okay, I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Diane's a Catholic, doesn't
exactly.
know that.
Exactly.
So a priest is to be credited, but we don't know who. Any name involved here as far as...
No name. There's no name. But additionally, one more fact that turned out to be pretty interesting is
Nowhere in Scripture is it definitive that Christ was actually born on December 25th.
Right.
Yep, yeah. It seems to be that that was more of a societal determination to celebrate it in December. It actually seems to point that he was born in a warmer month. Not sure when.
Yeah, I thought it was still cool in the stable, wasn't it, though? I'm not sure.
I read a couple sources. Some said it could have been April. Some said June. But they mostly pointed to the evidence of shepherds watching their flock, which is in Luke 2, and that would have been seeming unlikely in late December.
Gotcha.
So, the origination of our Christmas season.
I love it. Did not know that. Thank you for saying and getting it done. We appreciate it, did you know, on Thursdays at this time. All right, we'll talk soon. Thank you, Nathaniel.
All right, take care.
Appreciate it. That's my son, Nathaniel, in Chicago. I wonder what they called it before.
I don't know.
It's time to celebrate Jesus, but that's kind of long for marketing campaign.
Nathaniel bringing up Advent, which means we're preparing and preparing our hearts and our lives for the coming of our Lord.
Well, remember now, we would not celebrate Christmas if we did not believe in Easter, right? I mean, it's just a question of... and the record keeping of the Jewish people, man, if you go to Numbers, they had every tribe, everything they knew to the descendant of everything. And again, one of those imponderables, what did they write on? I mean, you don't go to Walgreens and get a notebook or a yellow pad for this.
Sure.
So how did they do that? Write it on a rock? What did they, like parchment, animal skins? And then how do you read a guy's writing? How do you do that? I think the documentation of all of that, all the biblical, all the, mm-hmm. you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what were they on? Who transcribed it? What language was that in? Yeah, just that's the wonderful thing about life is you never run out of questions.
That's right.
Right? Hey, all right, we're going to break for the news. Going to meet our law enforcement official of the month here at Stevie J Broadcasting. We honor our police because they should be honored. And when somebody once told me, oh, that's controversial, I said, what?
What?
What? Huh? To respect and honor the people that are keeping us safe, the people that are between me and getting a gun and protecting my own backyard? No. They're out there actually risking their lives every day.
Right.
And with the situation in Champaign-Urbana, how many shootings do we hear about weekly now?
It's so bad.
We never had that.
I don't know whether Chicago's coming down or what.
I don't know. I think we've got a lot of mental illness going on, too. Anyway, we'll meet our law enforcement official of the month coming up.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
I'm Diane Ducey. Call Nate Evans with eXp Realty for the best home selling options in any market.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz, owner of Lanz Inc. Is your plumbing system showing signs of cracks, sewer water infiltrating the basement wall? How about the things you can't see, like your underground drain and sewer pipes? A Lanz sewer camera inspection and exclusive pipelining process can restore old pipes to like new quality with very little intrusion of your yard, and most projects can be completed in a day. Once installed, this will give you peace of mind that your underground drain and sewer pipes will be protected from root and water infiltration and increase the structural integrity with a one-piece liner. Visit LanzInc.com to learn more. I'm Troy Lanz. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow!
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
GoSteever.com. If you want a Bulldog Disposal doggy bag, I'll pay for it and the pickup as you want to clean out your garage or remodel or something. GoSteever.com. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.